on with us right now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline is the king of the Mickey D's run crew, apparently.
No, they don't trust him anymore. He's been
banned from his Uber Eats app because he delivered a gigantic hockey team-sized order to the wrong city. You can't do that. That is a party foul. Mr. Jake DeBrusque, what's up, Jake? Have you remedied your wrongs when it comes to your food ordering status?
Hey, that one's on me, boys. How's it going?
Made him a top-line wing. He got a promotion. You kidding me?
I guess, I guess it works out that way. Yeah, that was a tough bounce. We'll never forget the shame. I think I said it last time. The shame really hit different there. I lost my privileges for sure.
But Wallach's right. It just got you an upgrade. Got you up to the first line there. How are you feeling up there? I mean, is there more pressure? Because it's one of those things. Like the joke is, if you can't score on that line, you can't score.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily a joke, but that's pretty much what's kind of said. So, it's obviously always a good moment when you're up there. You know, it's one of those things where lines get shuffled and they try different pieces. I played there for a little bit right before I got injured, actually, I think for about 3 games. So, a little more familiar with them. And, like you said, that's the expectation. You know, it's one of those things where you don't score and everyone's like, well, this guy sucks. You know, he can't score in the first line. And then if you score in the first line, they're like, well, it's because of the first line. So it goes both ways. But I just want to help the team in any way I can to win the game.
Bergeron's one of those guys, obviously, he deserves all the praise that he gets, but he's also a guy that, you know, even like the most hardcore hockey nerds praise for like the little things that he does on the ice that maybe just the normal fan wouldn't notice. What makes him different as a line mate? What things have you noticed that Bergeron does that maybe just a normal fan wouldn't sit there and be able to notice?
I think just his overall mindset, just with in between shifts, I think. Kind of just talking on the bench and certain routes, you know, it's a lot of positioning, honestly. And, I guess the normal fan wouldn't really notice it. You know, there's a reason why his stick is so good. There's a reason why he's so good defensively. It's because he puts himself in the right areas to affect the play. And it pretty much has to go through him to get in the net. So, it's one of those things where as a winger, having a centerman like that is really special. Because, he's always your safety valve. You know, he's always there. And, is going to be in the right position. That's pretty much one thing I noticed pretty quickly playing with him is that he was kind of right with me, whether it was breakouts or just in D zone. You know, he's pretty much he's got such a good stick down low too that it seems like the possession kind of gets changed quickly. So, my position, you got to be ready to go on the attack. And also just his one timer, he doesn't really cock it back too crazy. He doesn't do the skyscraper, but it's like a half clapper and it's the best in the NHL. I mean, it's lethal.
So there are nice things and things that I think fans and media have gotten a little frustrated with early in the season. I think we all like these mini two-game series, if you will, like these quick two-game sets that you have with all these opponents. It is getting a little monotonous facing, you know, the Devils and the Flyers and all these teams up to 8 times this year. Will it be nice to break that up by doing like an actual trip out to Tahoe?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's one of those things where like you say, just so much familiarity and so much. The back-to-backs are fun. I'll admit that those are fun. I think players enjoy that as well. But just continually playing the same teams kind of consistently it's. We haven't even played. I don't think 15 games yet, so it hasn't been too grueling. But it will be. I think it'll be one of those things where, especially when it gets around that tough race, for some teams, going to be pretty much wars. Upcoming, but obviously, like you said, with Tahoe coming up, it's going to be electric. It's obviously a different kind of game. It's an event game. You know, it's one of those things where it doesn't feel like playoffs, but it's one of those games that you obviously really want to win. I remember last Winter Classic that we had. That was really special, and hopefully it's pretty similar to that. You know, obviously we won that game. So obviously with COVID and everything going on, different teams and kind of breaks and different things, it's a little bit interesting to see how that's all going to shape up, but we're doing nothing in here, and we're just trying to continue our season how it's going.
When was the last time you played a game like that where it wasn't in a big stadium, where you kind of off in the middle, I don't want to say nowhere, but I mean, you're off where there are no stands, but you're still playing a game that matters with mountains in the background. I mean, did you do that in Edmonton, and was it like 35 below zero when you did it?
I mean, there were some games that meant some stuff, but it was pretty much like my buddies out there playing in the ODR. I don't know if there's anything more in the mountains or in the background. I think it's unique in that sense, to be honest. I think that's why we're doing it. It'll be good views, RT views, whatever, but No, I actually haven't. I haven't dabbled in the mountains yet. No.
All right. Well, Jake DeBrusk, we went so far over time with Danny Ainge that we're going to let you go. But we know you just calling to get the bump anyway. So I think you've met the requirement. That's right. You've met the official requirement. I think you got to clock in a full 5 minutes to be able to get the bump. So
maybe we should switch this up. Maybe this is what it should be. Maybe this is the new trend. But yeah,
tonight's tonight.
Yeah, you watch that. Tonight. Hey, maybe tonight. My calls this can be it. Shorter, jackasses. I think that's what he's saying.
See you, boys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.